Morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Aleph, page 41. The last thing we had seen pretty quickly right before Mincha was that there was a discussion about adding a set of strings to a tzitzis. And the Gemara's ultimate conclusion is that Rabbi Zeira feels that that's in fact when you add another set of strings, it will also be considered tzitzis. So just look at it inside again. Five lines from the bottom of Mem Amud Beis. Am Reb Zeira, Rav Masna, Mar Shmuel. Rav Zeira said in the name of Shmuel. Ultimately, Tchelas Ein B'Mishum Kilayim. Adding Tchelas is not going to be a prohibition of Kilayim, even on a garment of linen. Afilu b'talas p'tura, even in a talus which is exempt. My talus p'tura, what does that mean, a talus which is exempt? Ilem d'las b'shi'ura, a talus which is too small, and it's exempt from tzitzis. V'atanya, but we don't deny a talus sh'akatam miskasibo rosh v'rubo, a garment that a child would be covered head and most of his body. V'agadol yotzi b'derech harai, and an adult would wear on a temporary basis. Chayevus b'tzitzis, that's the amount of size that would be obligated in tzitzis. Eina kata miskasa bo rosh v'rubo, but if it's so small that a child, if we'd be put on a child, it wouldn't cover his head and most of his body. Avo pisha kata yotzi bara, even though an adult wouldn't be uncomfortable going out with it, tura is exempt from tzitzis. V'chein le'inin kil'ayim, and the same as in regards to kil'ayim. We asked, my v'chein lenin kilayim, what does it mean so too in regards to kilayim? Elim, if you're going to say v'chein lenin yisur to kilayim, so too in regards to the prohibition of kilayim, that if it's so small that it wouldn't cover the majority of a child, there would be no prohibition of kilayim if you mixed in it wool and linen, but that's not true. V'anat ha'lenin mishnah, ein arai b'kilayim. There is no such law that if something is temporary, there's no kilayim. In other words, even if an adult would not walk out with it in a temporary way, there would be kilayim. Anything is kilayim, even if it's not worn at all. V'amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, so what does it mean? V'chein linyan kilayim? V'chein linyan sadin b'tzitzis. So too in regards to kilayim in tzitzis. If you have a small garment which is not obligated in tzitzis, so then you can't have in it kilayim in the tzitzis. So then what do you mean when you say that you can have kilayim in tzitzis even in a garment which is exempt? Elamai p'tura. So what does it mean that you could have kilayim in tzitzis even in a garment which is exempt? It means like this. Hitilimutelas. Let's say the garment is exempt from tzitzis because it already has tzitzis. It already has the four sets of strings, and now you add a fifth set of strings. That's also exempt. So Gemara asks, "Va'amar Reb Zeira, Chada Zimna." Reb Zeira already taught this because Reb Zeira said before that if you add a fifth set of strings to four sets of strings, it's going to be kosher because it's considered tzitzis. So why do you have to say it here too that it would be okay for kilayim if the garment is linen and you're adding a fifth set of wool? The answer is you're right. You don't have to say it twice. But chada michlala de chaverta itmai. One is derived from the other. First he said, and if you add a fifth set of strings, those are called tzitzis. Then he said, once it's called tzitzis, even if you added it to a garment which is linen, it would be okay because tzitzis can be in a linen garment. All right, that was the conclusion of the discussion of tzitzis in a linen garment. We saw, again, that you're allowed to put wool onto a linen garment, but you shouldn't. Yeah, questions?
Cotton is also considered linen?
Cotton? No, linen is only flax. All right, now, Tanu Rabbanan and our sages taught us in a braisa. We know that the tzitzis go on the four corners of a garment. How do you measure the size of a garment to determine where the corners are? What's the case in a talus kfula? It was a very long talus, so it was folded and now to make it something that could be wearable. Is it need tzitzis on now where the corners are based on the folds, or no? So the answer is like this. It's an argument. According to the first view, chayeves betzitzis. It needs tzitzis on the folds. And Reb Shimon poter. Reb Shimon exempts, because he says that you're going to undo the folds, you're going to have tzitzis in the middle of the garment. Tzitzis are supposed to be on the corners, not supposed to be in the middle of the garment. V'shavin, that both Reb Shimon and the Chacham agree, shim kafla v'tafra, that if you fold a talus and you sew it to those folds, now shechayeves, now those folds are the new corners and they would be obligated in tzitzis. Gemara says, of course, tafra pshita, if you sew it, of course. As the Gemara, lo tzricha denaket besiki, you didn't really sew it. You just connected it with a bunch of pins. And that's the chiddush, connecting it with a bunch of pins also is considered like sewing it, and now you have new corners where it's connected. Rabba bar Rav Huna, ikle be Rava bar Rav Nachman. Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, came to the home of Rava, the son of Rav Nachman. Chazya de hava michsi talis kfula. So he saw that he was wearing a folded talis. Rami lechute ilui kfela. And he was putting the strings of tzitzis over the fold. If shita, then the talis was unfolded. And now the strings, which used to be at the corners, are now by the head of him, by his head, because now it's in the middle of the garment. Amarle, so Rava bar Rav Huna said to Rava bar Rav Nachman, Rav hainu kanaf to kasav Rachmana bo Raisa. That's not putting tzitzis on the corner, which is what Hashem said. Essentially, you put tzitzis on the corner of a garment, not that you put tzitzis in the middle of a garment. So Asa, so Rava accepted the rebuke. Shadye, he took and he removed this talus. And Ichsigli Machrita, he put on another talus. So Amarle, so Rava now said another thing to Rava. Misavet Chovers Gavrahu, do you think tzitzis is an obligation on the person? That if you take off one garment, you have to put on another? Chovas talisu. It's an obligation on the garment. Therefore, zil ramile. Therefore, this bigger talis that you took off, it's a big talis. It doesn't have tzitzis on the corners. It has tzitzis in the head. Because once you unfold it, it's in the middle where you put the tzitzis. So now go put the tzitzis on this big talis on its corners. So the Gemara says, okay, there's an interesting idea, the idea of Rabba. Rabba basically seems to say that the obligation of tzitzis is on the garment. Even though the garment's not on him, it needs to have tzitzis on the right spot. So let me say, maybe we can bring a proof to this idea that the tzitzis is an obligation on a garment. Because you don't think of Raisa. Chassidim are shown him, the first pious people, Kevin Sha'arguba Shalosh. Once they were left, as we saw yesterday, with only three fingers left to the garment, as they were weaving it, they would already put on the tzitzis with the tcheles. Now they're not wearing it, they're still weaving it. But apparently there's an obligation of the garment having the tzitzis. The Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe really there's no obligation that a garment needs to have tzitzis on it. The obligation is when you, the person, put on the tzitzis, when you put on such a garment, you need to have a tzitzis on it. Why did the Chassidim Arishonim put tzitzis as they were weaving the garment? Shani Chassidim the Machmurian of Shayut. They were called the Chassidim. They were very pious. Since they were very strict on themselves, they put it on. Upliga. Now this point of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, who said it was an obligation on the garment, is against Malacha, is against the angel. Interesting Gemara. There's a discussion with an angel. What was the story with the angel? Malacha Ashkechel Rav Ketina. An angel came and met Rav Ketina. Demikasa Sedina, that he was putting on himself a four-cornered linen garment without tzitzis. As we learned, that we don't put tzitzis, we don't put the wool on the linen. Amar le, so the angel said to him, Katina, Katina. Katina, Katina. Stina Bakaita. You are wearing linen during the summer. The sarbala besitva. And in the winter you're wearing this other garment, the sarbala. Sarbala has rounded edges, so it doesn't have corners. So then tzitzis mateila. What's going to be with tzitzis? You're never wearing tzitzis. The summer you're wearing linen. The winter you're wearing rounded corners. So you never wear tzitzis. Amalei, so Tina said to the angel, what's the big deal? And shito ase, are they punishing me from heaven for missing out on a mitzvah saseh? Okay, so I'm not wearing tzitzis. You should wear tzitzis, but if you don't, what's the big deal? It's only a mitzvah saseh. It's a positive command. Amalei, so the angel said, no, if you miss out on a positive command, that is a problem. Because if Hashem is angry, then you need special merits to be protected from a moment of Hashem's anger. It's called Idan Ritcha, time of anger. If you don't have the mitzvah saseh, you don't have the special merits. So it's a problem. It can hurt you. All right, so the angel was rebuking him. One second. If you're going to say that a person has to put on tzitzis, that's why you'll get a punishment at a time of anger. The lo karami, if he's not putting on tzitzis. Eliamet chovas talisu, but if Rabba is right, that tzitzis is an obligation on a garment. And that's why Rabba told Rava, who had folded his garment and put tzitzis on the folds, it's wrong because you unfolded and now the tzitzis is not on the corners. So Rava took it off. Then Rabba said to him, but now go put tzitzis on it. Put tzitzis on the unfurled talis. So if you're going to say it's an obligation on the garment, halo machayva. So then if you don't have a garment that's worthy for tzitzis, you don't have any obligations. So why would there be a punishment? So the Gemara says, no, it's not a proof. Elamai chovas gavruhu. Even if you say it's an obligation on the person. Hashem makes an obligation when he's covering himself with a talis that's obligated. But if he puts on a garment that doesn't need tzitzis, like it has rounded edges, is Hashem ever obligating him? In other words, when we say that it's a chovas gavra, it's an obligation on the person, it doesn't mean that the person has an obligation to go put on tzitzis. It means that if a person is wearing a four-cornered garment, he has to put on tzitzis, and there's no obligation that something which is sitting in the drawer needs tzitzis. Ella, so there's no proof from what the angel said, when the angel rebuked Rav Katina, there's no proof from that tzitzis is an obligation on the person. So if so, because even if you say it's a chovas gavra, an obligation on the person, that just means that when he's wearing such a garment, he should have tzitzis on it, and not that he has to go out of his way to find such a garment. So what was the angel telling him? Ella, so rather, this is what the angel was telling Rav Katina. You're coming up with all sorts of, tricks, loopholes to avoid a mitzvah. Tatz tekila mifter nafshach mitzitzis. Yeah, you found a way to avoid the mitzvah of tzitzis.
Because he was wearing linen?
Because once you're wearing linen, and the other time you're wearing rounded corners. But that's not going to help you, because at a time of anger, you are going to be exposed to greater danger because you did not have the credit of a mitzvah of tzitzis. Because in a time of anger, you're going to need credits, and so you're ultimately losing out. But it's not telling us whether there's an obligation of putting on the tzitzis in a drawer or an obligation only when you wear it. The point is that you should go out of your way to fulfill mitzvos because you're going to need the credits in times of danger. Yeah, question.
Sometimes these times of danger happen in the evening, right? At
night time. Oh, right, yeah.
But if it's a daytime mitzvah, you're not obligated.
That's true, but at least you'll have a credit to your account that you've done it. That you've done it during the day. Yeah. It will protect you. Yes.
As far as cotton goes,
Yeah.
The Torah talks about wool, linen, talks about leather, not kneading. How does cotton come into picture, or non-wool?
So there's a dispute amongst the Rishonim whether cotton is biblically obligated. So there are those who say that since the Gemara spoke about wool and linen being the definition of the word beged, that cotton is only rabbinically obligated. Others say no, beged means whatever is a garment in regards to saras, to negaim, and cotton is also a garment, and therefore cotton also is biblically obligated. But certainly you need that tzitzis on cotton. What's that? Nylon is not cotton, because that comes from, that's synthetic already. That's coming from gas.
No, but some rabbis actually claim, I mean, I just read it yesterday, and we're learning this, that nylon, even if you want to see it from plastic.
You could do it, you would do it from its type.
Obligation to
interesting.
Put it in it, and
yeah,
you don't.
That's very interesting. I think most say not, I believe. Yeah.
Rabbi, in the morning when you pray tefillin and put the talit,
yeah,
fulfilling the mitzvah taseh.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. We have the credit. Absolutely. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Now going back to this question: is tzitzis an obligation on the garment, or an obligation that when wearing such a garment to put on tzitzis? Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna said in the name of Shmuel, clay kufsa. If you have garments, talesim, that are in a box, in a shelf, in a drawer, not being worn, chayavin b'tzitzis, they need tzitzis. Umod Shmuel, Shmuel will agree to the following. Zakin shasa lechvodo, if an old man makes a garment because he thinks he's going to die soon and he needs burial shrouds, shiptura, that those burial shrouds still in the drawer are exempt from tzitzis. My time asher tachasa ba'amar achmana. Hashem said a garment that's going to be worn. That's what you have to wear put tzitzis on. V'hai lav lichsui avida. This is not made for wearing. However, ahi shaita. Once the shroud is put on him, when he's already dead, Vadai Raminan La. Then we do put the tzitzis on. That if we wouldn't put on the tzitzis, we would be insulting the poor person. We would be saying that, you know, now that you're dead, we are not putting on tzitzis. And that's an insult because, you know, when he'd be alive, he would have had to have tzitzis. We don't do this. Tosfos in Neseches Nida. Tosfos in Neseches Nida point out that we do not do this. And we do the exact opposite. We take off the tzitzis because of Loeg L'Rush. What's that? You're not obligated in the mitzvah, but the point is that the fact that you'd be wearing this Gemara holds that if you'd be wearing a four-cornered garment when you're not alive, that if a person who wears a four-cornered garment is not alive without tzitzis, so that's sort of flaunting. Now I don't have mitzvahs. Now I wear something that's not going to be with tzitzis because now I'm not obligated. So that's hurtful. I'm not obligated. I'm the poor man who doesn't have the obligation. But Tosfos says the opposite. Tosfos says we actually do the opposite. We do not put tzitzis on burial shrouds.
Even if they have four corners?
What's that?
Even if they have four corners.
Correct, yeah. Amar Rachba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rachba said to Rabbi Yehuda, Talis, if you have a four-cornered garment, Shenikra, and it's now, it tears. Chutz l'shalosh, outside of the... In other words, it's more than three fingers away from the edge of the garment. So yitfar, so sew up the tear. Toch shalosh, if it's within three fingers from the edge of the garment, lo yitfar, you shouldn't sew up the tear like we saw yesterday. Because if you sew up the tear, then someone might have a bright idea. Say, I'll leave some of these strings as tzitzis. And if he leaves the strings, it won't be kosher. It'll be tas of alumina asui. You're supposed to make the tzitzis, not to use what was already made. Tanya Miyachi also learned in a brice like this. Talis shenikra, a talis, a four-cornered garment, tears. Chutz l'shalosh, if it's outside of the three fingers next to the edge, yitfor, sew it up. But toch shalosh, but within the three fingers near the edge, where you could put tzitzis, lo yitfor, you shouldn't sew it up, because someone might have the temptation of using those stitchings as tzitzis. Chacham or yitfor, the chacham say, no, you could sew it up. V'shavin and Rav Meir and the chacham agree, shelo yavi afilu amal amal mimakom acher uvat chelas v'toleba. Everybody agrees that if a corner tears off of a garment, a corner with tzitzis, you can't take it and now sew it on to another garment, because this would be a problem of taseh v'lo min ha'asid. It's taseh v'lo min ha'asid. When you make the tzitzis, you have to make it onto a corner, not that you attach a corner to a garment. The Shavan and everybody agrees, shenevi tcheles mimakom acher, that you can untie the strings from one garment, v'tol leba, and retie them onto another garment, and that would not be considered a problem of tas of alumina asui, because when you retie the strings, now you're oseh the tzitzis, now you're making the tzitzis. Ubilvad, however, on condition, shelo tehe mufsekes, that when you retie the strings, they have to be whole strings. They can't be not the right size. They can't be too small. Shamet mina, you see from here, do we see from here, from this last lesson, matirin mi beged le beged, you can untie tzitzis from one garment and then reattach them to another garment. So Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe you're not supposed to do that. Why wouldn't we be supposed to do that? Because it's an insult. When you have tzitzis and they're being used as tzitzis, maybe it's insulting to take them out. So maybe the point is here, it's not insulting to take them out, because dilma di'i b'loi, maybe here the first set of tzitzis, the garment had gotten worn out. So once the garment is worn out, you can't use it anymore. So once it's not being used, it's not that you're taking something from one mitzvah and now taking it out. It's not being used anymore. So once it's not being used, it's not an insult to take it out. And that's where we're saying that you're allowed to take it and retie it onto another garment.
You're allowed or you're not?
We're going to now see in a braisa.
And when the tzitzit gets torn apart, Rabbi, do they bury it like a Torah or throw it out?
No, you can just throw it out.
Throw it out, okay.
All right, so we know that the mitzvah of tzitzis is to put onto the garment four strings. We'll see, there was an opinion that it was actually three strings, but we put on four strings. According to Rashi, two of the strings are of the same type as the corner, which would be usually white, and another two strings, which are techeles, because the pasuk says v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf pesil techeles. That means you have to have tzitzis which are kanaf, strings that are of the corner, as well as techeles. Tana Rabbanu Hinten Abraisa. Talis Shakula Tcheles. What do you do if your four-cornered garment is all blue? So now, Mimin Kanaf is going to be blue. And the Tcheles is also going to be blue. So I say, all going to be blue? I thought it's supposed to be two different colors. Korach's question was about this issue. So the answer is like this. Kalminet Sivonin. Then you can use all sorts of colors. You can put any type of colors other than blue. It doesn't have to be white. And besides these other colors, you could have, let's say, orange, two strings of orange, and then another two strings that are blue. Chutz mikol ha'ilan. Now, when you say that you can have all sorts of colors, you can have indigo blue. Because indigo blue, we never want to be used on the garment. And also, if you have indigo blue together with tchelas blue, so then you don't have two colors. You have two of the same color. So that we don't have. Meisvel challenged this brisa. We learned in another brisa. Talis ein poter ba elamina. A garment needs to have strings of the same color as the garment. So if the garment is red, you need to have strings that are red because of the words hakanaf. Now this brisa also talks about this problem. Talis shekula tchelas. Let's say the whole garment was dyed blue. Mevi tchelas. You bring two strings of tcheles, v'davar acher, and two strings of some other color, v'toleba, and you hang it on it, but v'kala ilan, but strings dyed with indigo blue, lo yavi, he shouldn't bring, v'im hevi, but if he did bring them, kasher, it is kasher. So we have a contradiction. So one brisa says that a talis, which is all blue, you can have blue wool together with kala ilan b'di'eved. And one brisa said you couldn't. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak of Nachman Yitzchak answered, lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Kan b'talis bas arba chutim. One brisa was talking about a talis that was getting four strings. So since it's getting four strings, two strings of tchelis and two strings of some other color, if that other color is also the same blue, it looks the same with the same, you know, chemical makeup and the same color, it's no good because it's not two different types. However, Khan the Bryce that said that b'di'eved you could have color Elon is b'talis b'shmona chutim. It's a talis with eight strings. There were two strings of tcheles and two strings of some other color. And now he wants to add another four strings of kala ilan, indigo blue. That's what the Brisa says. He shouldn't do it. Because if he would do it, maybe someone else is going to use it on their garment. But b'di'eved, it would be kosher. Okay, so that's the two Brisas. What do you see from this? Shamat mina, what do you see from the Brisa? That matirin mi beged le beged. That why did we say, l'chatchila, you shouldn't use kala ilan, even though it's extra strings, because the kala ilan might be taken out of this garment and put into another garment. That's why lechatchila, ideally, you shouldn't use it. One second, I thought you can't take tzitzis from one garment to another. Clearly, you could take tzitzis from one garment to another. It's not a proof. Again, it's a fear that someone's going to do it, even though he's not allowed to do it. Maybe we're not allowed to take tzitzis that are being used in one garment and put them on to another garment. Yeah, question is, if it will be done. Sorry. What's that?
Talk about blue and white. Where does black come from? But that would tell you if you're black.
To remember the blue. There's an argument between the Rambam and the Ravid, what shade of blue. That's another reason why I'm not such a fan of tchelas, because how does anybody know what color of blue it's supposed to be? Even if you think you have the right dye, there's a big argument whether it's supposed to be blue like the middle of the day, the Rambam, or blue like dark, you know, the end of the day, purplish, darkish blues. So that's why they had the black was added to a talis to remember that view of the Rambam of the dark blue. Itmar, we learned. Rav Amar. Rav says, if you have tzitzis tied onto a garment, you can't untie them and put them onto another garment. Shmuel says, you could untie tzitzis that are tied onto one garment and put it onto another garment. A similar argument, right? It's a question of kavod mitzvah. That's the issue here. Is it a disrespect to take an item that's being used for one mitzvah and now use it for another mitzvah, even though it's the same mitzvah? Rav Amar, Rav said, Eimad likimi ner liner. That on Chanukah, it would be disrespectful to the mitzvah to use one Chanukah candle to light another Chanukah candle. Shmuel Amar, Eimad likimi ner liner. Shmuel says, you can light from one Chanukah candle to another. And now another argument is in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. Rav Amar, Ein halacha k'Rav Shimon b'greira. Rav says, halacha is not like Rav Shimon, who allows you to drag a large object across a yard on Shabbos because you're not intending to make a hole. Halacha is not like Reb Shimon. You're not allowed to drag a large object according to Rav. But Shmuel Amar Halacha Reb Shimon Begreira. Shmuel says Halacha is like Reb Shimon in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. You're allowed to drag a large object across a yard, even though a hole is being made. You're not trying to make the hole. Amar Abaya Abaya said Kol Mili Demar Avid Kirav. In all matters, my teacher Rav Bar Nachmeni used to act like Yav, Levar Mihani Plas, except for these three matters where he ruled like Shmuel, David Kishmuel, that number one, Matir Mibeged Lebeged, he would allow the untying of tzitzis from one garment to retie it onto another garment, Madlikim Miner Lener, he would allow to light Hanukkah candles from one candle to the next, and Halacha Kribi Shimon Begreira, Halacha is like Kribi Shimon in regards to dragging a large object, the Tanur Zlintan Abraisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, a person's allowed to drag a bed or a chair or a bench on Shabbos, as long as he's not intending to make the ditch. But if a ditch happens without his intention, it is allowed. Rav Yehuda Masrele Lekoves Lekatra. Rav Yehuda once gave his tzitzis, his talis with tzitzis, to the laundromat, and he wasn't worried that maybe the laundromat is going to, by mistake, tear the tcheles and replace it with strings that are kala ilan. Rav Chanina, when he used to hand his tzitzis over to the laundry, avid leisisa, he used to fold the tzitzis in some type of a pocket so that the strings would not disconnect during the laundry. And Ravina, when he used to hand over his talis to the laundromat, Chayat Lamechat, he used to fold it, put the strings in a little pocket, and then he would sew up that pocket so that the strings not get ruined in the laundry. Tana Rabbanu lived in a Braisa. Kamachutin Unosein. How many strings belong in the four-cornered garment? Beshamai Omer Marba. Beshamai say four strings, which is what we do. Four which are folded over to become eight. Beisil Omrim, Beisil say Shlosha, only three strings. And here's one of the instances where we do not rule like Beis Hillel. Vekamatei Meshulashes, how long do the tzitzis have to be hanging down? Beshamai Omrim Arba, four fingers. Beisil Omrim Shalosh, three fingers. The Shalosh of Beis Hillel Omrim, now the three fingers that Beis Hillel are talking about, it's achas me arba betefach shel kol adam. Three fingers, each of them, is one quarter of a tefach. In other words, we're talking about three quarters of a tefach, because we're talking about thumbs. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, tefach do'orai, so whenever we say tefach, it's arba begudo, it's four thumbs. Shis piktana, it's six pinkies. And chamish betilsa, and it is five index fingers. Rav Huna said, the mitzvah of tzitzis is arba. It's to put four strings, besoch arba, within the first four fingers of the edge, umeshuleshes, and that which is hanging down should hang down arba, four fingers. Rav Yehuda Amar Shalosh, three strings, the silk shalosh within three fingers, mishuleshes and hanging down shalosh. But Amar Rav Papa, Hilchos Halacha is arba, it's four strings. The silk shalosh within three fingers, mishuleshes, but hanging down arba, four fingers.